भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण कैंट 4 चैप्टर 30 टेक्स्ट 22। प्रचेतसः उच्चुः नमो नमः क्लेश विनाशनाय निरूपितोदारगुणाहयाय मनोवचो वेगपुरोजवाय सर्वाख्यमार्गैर्गतध्वने नमः। प्रचेतसः उच्चुः नमो नमः क्लेशविनाशनाय निरूपितोदारगुणाहयाय मनोवचो वेगपुरोजवाय सर्वाख्यमार्गैर्गताध्वने नमः। प्रचेतसः उच्चुः नमो नमः क्लेशविनाशनाय निरूपितोदारगुणाहयाय मनोवचो वेगपुरोजवाय सर्वाख्यमार्गैर्गताध्वने नमः। वर्ड मीनिंग प्रचेतस उच्चुः दि प्रचेता सेड नमः ओबेसेंसेस नमः ओबेसेंसेस क्लेश मैटेरियल डिस्ट्रेस विनाशनाय अंटु वन हु डिस्ट्रेस निरूपित सेटल उदार मैग्नानिमस गुण क्वालिटीज आह्वायाय हुज नेम मनः ऑफ द माइंड वचः ऑफ स्पीच वेग द स्पीड पुरः बिफोर जवाय हुज स्पीड सर्व अख्य ऑफ ऑल मटेरियल सेंसेस मार्गे by the paths agata not perceivable adhvane whose course namaha we offer our respects. Translation and purport by his divine grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki the Pracheta spoke as follows: Dear Lord, you relieve all kinds of material distress. Your magnanimous transcendental qualities and holy name are all auspicious. This conclusion is already settled. You can go faster than the speed of mind and words. You cannot be perceived by material senses. We therefore offer you our respectful obeisances again and again. Purport. The word Nirupita, meaning concluded, is very significant in this verse. No one has to conduct research work to find God or make progress in spiritual knowledge. Everything is conclusively there in the Vedas. Therefore, the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Vedesya sarveir ahameva vidyah. Understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the process of the Vedas is perfect and conclusive. The Vedas state, Ataha Sri Krishna Namadi na bhavet grahyam indriyai. The transcendental names, forms and qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of the Lord cannot be understood by our blunt material senses. Sevan mukhehi jivhado swayam evas pratiyadaha. When a devotee engages his senses favorably in devotional service, the Lord, through his causeless mercy, reveals himself to the devotee. This is the conclusive Vedic process. The Vedas also indicate that simply by chanting the holy names of the Lord, one can without a doubt become spiritually advanced. We cannot approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the speed of mind or words, but if we stick to devotional service, we can easily and quickly approach him. In other words, the Supreme Lord is attracted by devotional service, and he can approach us more swiftly than we can approach him with our mental speculation. The Lord has stated that he is beyond the range of mental speculation and the speed of thought, yet he can be approached easily by his causeless mercy. Thus, only by his causeless mercy can he be attained. Other methods will not be effective. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakhurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayang Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitamsa Namang Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So here we are reading in this text that the Prachetas, the sons of Prachina Varhis, they have gone through severe penance by following the instructions of Lord Shiva, reciting his prayers, and they have pleased the Supreme Lord. And the Supreme Lord, by his causeless mercy, he came front to front. He gave his darshan in front of them, and he gave his special benediction to them. So by hearing the blissful blessings words of Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Prachetas become totally overwhelmed with bliss, and with his choked voice and full of devotion and love, they are going to say something to the Supreme Lord. So this is the first verse, the Prachetas, after hearing the blessings, the benediction from Lord, they are speaking. Prachitas Uchuhu Namo Namaha. First thing they are doing, the pranam. That's what we all can do. We can do not anything more than this. So that's why by doing austerity for a long time, by getting blessed by Lord Shiva, Mahadev, and by going through severe austerities, and by having special darshan, and by hearing their words, they are now completely purified in and out. So if they are complete purified heart and consciousness, so they are going to pray to the Supreme Lord. So what is their prayer? The first word is coming from their mouth, Namo Namaha. That is the conclusion actually. All the erudite scholars, everything, they have gone through severe their research and all that. Finally, they raise their hand. Only Namo Namaha. We cannot go more than that. So Prachetas, in the beginning they are doing that because they are completely purified now. So they are saying Namo Namaha. Klesa Vinasanaya. The first visheshan, adjective they are giving to the Supreme Lord. You are Klesa Vinasanaya. All these entities in this material world, day and night, full of kleshas. And we are trying from day one to the day end, from evening to morning, from morning to evening, how to somehow or other get rid of klesha. That is our whole goal of our whole activities, of our whole trying. So, we don't know. Lord Krishna is called Klesa Vinasanaya. He is there to relieve our kleshas. He is called Klesa Vinasanaya. So, the first thing the Prachita is saying, we are offering our obeisances to you, because you are the Klesa Vinasanaya. No one else is Klesa Vinasanaya. Nirupito Dara Gunahvaya. And that we are not saying this. This is already decided factor. This is already conclusion have been drawn. Nirupitam. This is already Nirupita. That anybody can take your name and your qualities, they just recite or remember or think up, they will free from their distress. And then they are saying, Mano Becho Bega Purojavaya. And the second quality you have, you cannot be approachable by so-called mental speculation, by our thought process. You are avang manasa gocharaha. You are beyond the range of material senses. Mano becha vega purojavaya sarvakhya margair gataadhane nam. Again we are offering obeisances because we are saying please accept our obeisances, but that word cannot reach you, we are doubtful. You are mano bacha. Our prayers are vani. You are beyond our vani. You are beyond our mind. You are beyond our thoughts. So how will pray you even? So only we can offer our obeisances. So by your causeless mercy you can accept. We have no power. We have no power. So Prabhupada in the purport, in the first line of purport, Prabhupada says Nirupita is the very important, very significant in this verse. Nirupita means it is already decided. It is already decided by whom? Who has taken the decision? Not by the so-called ordinary scholars. In Bhagavatam, it is said, Etan nirvidyamananam ichchatam akuto bhayam joginam nrupanirnitam hare namanu kirtanam. Etan nirvidyamananam. Sukhdev Goswami is saying, they said, all of them, the nirvidyamana, those who are nirvidyamana, those who are totally free from all kind of desires, totally free, mahavirakta siddha purus, nirvidyamananam. And ichchatam, those who are full of desires, those who want many things, bhoga, mokhya, etc., Akutobhayam, those who want to free from distress. These people also. Akutobhayam. Yoginam, those who are big, big yogis. They also, Dogijam and Rupa, He Nrupa, they have decided. All of them, together, they have decided, they have taken the decision that what is the only path? Na Harir Namanu Kirtanam. Harir Namakirtan is the only way, the only way. If you want to get free from your distress, if you want to become free from all desires, if you want to fulfill your all desires, if you want to become a Siddha Purush, a Yogi, Paramatma, attend Paramatma feature, whatever, what is that way we have to accept? Harir Nama Anukirtanam. Harir Nama. Harir Nama, what Harir Nama? The Harir Nama is the way how to approach the Harir Nama? Kirtanam. You have to chant the name of the Lord. And Anukirtanam, not only once. Again and again and again and again, you just chant this name. That's it. That is the conclusive factor. That is already Nirinaya. It's already decided factor. That all these yogis, mahatmas, viraktas, siddhas, and anybody they want something, they don't want anything. Everybody, in all respects, they have decided that. It is said in Shastra, Madhuram madhuram metan mangalam mangalanam sakala nigama balli satphalam chit sarupam sakru teva parigitam saddhaya hela eva bhrugumara narmatram taret krishna nama. O bhrugu, just by only one name chanting of Krishna, a person can be relieved. If he chant by sraddha, with faith, or by neglectfully, helayava, by sadhaya helayava, just by chanting one name, that is sufficient. He can be delivered. And how the name is? Na madhura madhura metan. It is the sweetest of the sweet. There are so many sweet, sweeter, sweetest thing. Among all the sweetest, it is the topmost sweetest thing. Madhuram madhuram metan. Mangalam mangalam metan. And among all auspicious things, you can consider who, what are the topmost auspicious things. And among these topmost is the super topmost. Mangalam mangalam metan. Sakala nigama balli. Among all the Vedic scriptures, Upanishadas, they are the conclusive factor. Sakala nigama balli chit phalam sat sarupam. This is free from material modes, completely free. We can, that's why we cannot understand. We are in gunadhin, it's gunatit. Chitphalam sarupam, that is the sarup of the name. And sakrudeva parigitam, just once you take chant this name, sraddhaya helayava, even with faith or no faith, whether attentiveness or unattentively win, you will get the benefit, you will be delivered. That is the power of the holy name. So, how it is? It is impossible to know. Nobody can say how it is. That's why when Lord is telling to Arjun, his vibhuti, in the beginning he told, Nama viduhu suragana prahavanti na maharsayaha ahang madir hi devanang prahavanti Aham madi devanam maharshinam cha sarvasaha. Nama vidhu suragana. Even the devatas, the vidvans, the rishis, they don't know. So Prabhupada in this purport of this verse, he is writing, even the great sages, the demigods, they cannot know the Supreme Lord. So what to speak of the so-called scholars in this teeny material world? What to speak of them? No way we can try to know with our so-called mind speculation, but we can't reach. We cannot reach. Scholarship is not a qualification required to know Krishna. So, what is that required? अथापि तेदेव पदाम्बुजदयं प्रसादलेसान गृहीत एव हि जानाति तत्त्वं भगवान महिम्नो। हे देव, जस्ट बाय ए स्लाइट ग्लांस ऑफ योर मर्सी इज एनफ दैट ए पुलिस पर्सन कैन अंडरस्टैंड यू, बट एरुडाइट स्कॉलर बाय सो कल स्कॉलरशिप टू वैदिक नॉलेज टू फाइनेंस टू सो मेनी वेज, नो वे, कैनॉट, नो वे, अनलेस एंड अंटिल ही गेट योर मर्सी देर इज नो वे। जस्ट लाइक द सन, कैन यू एबल टू सी द सन बाय सो मेनी लाइट्स, यू कैन पुट बिग बिग लाइट टर्स दिस दैट, कैन यू एबल टू सी द सन? वी कैन सी द सन ओनली बाय द हेल्प ऑफ सनलाइट, नो अदर वे। दिस इज देयर, दिस वन सन इज देयर एंड वी कैनॉट सी विदाउट हिज हेल्प, वी कैनॉट सी इट। सो सन इज नथिंग, इज द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड बाय टिंज बाय लिटिल पावर दैट सन हैज गेट एंड ही इज सो पावरफुल एंड व्हाट ए पावरफुल सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, we can imagine beyond our range of our senses, we cannot know. So that's why it is decided factor that only hari namanu kirtanam, just by taking the very easy and simple process of chanting the holy name. And Prabhupada is saying that the Vedas, they are saying that atah Sri Krishna namadi na bhavet grahyam indriye, that we cannot chant, that is decided factor is that only chant the name of the Lord, that's enough, you can get everything. But now Vedas are saying atah Sri Krishna namadi na bhavet grahyam indriye, forget, you cannot approach, he is beyond our approach, our senses, beyond our senses. But the Sri Krishna name, the holy name we are prescribing to chant, but we cannot take that even because our indriyas are unable. Sri Krishna namadi na bhavet grahyam indriye. So then, what hope we have? So then, there it is said, Sevan mukhehi jivhado swayam evas pratiyadaha. If somebody becomes seva unmukha, somehow or other develop the attitude of service attitude, this is the only secret of success. If we do so much chanting, if we do so much vrata, chapa, dhyana, tapa, so much things, but we don't develop the service attitude, everything null and vain. Nothing is there. So somehow or other, if you become seva unmukha jivhado, and the beginning from jivha, you develop your service attitude, and in this attitude, if you start chanting, start taking your name, though our jivha, our senses are totally unable, they are blunt senses, they cannot approach the Supreme Lord, they have no power to chant the name, but swayam eva spurati, by his godless mercy, he will manifest himself in our tongue. Our tongue has no power. Sometimes we are taking, I am chanting so many rounds, I am chanting this, I am chanting that. What you can chant? You have no power to chant. You are desiring, my Lord, I want to chant your names. So that service attitude, that's why the Lord is manifesting himself in our tongue. That is his mercy only, we can able to take some name. That is only his mercy. By our trial, nothing. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying, Nija bala cheshta prati bharasa chhadiya, tumara ichhaye achi nirbhara kariya. So he is saying, Nija bala cheshta, by our so-called attempt, by our so-called power and energy, we have capability. No faith I have that I can do something. I have no hope that by my power, by my strength, and by my attempt, I can do something, I am totally hopeless in this regard. So what is the hope? Only hope is your mercy. I am totally dependent on your mercy. So when a devotee will have such kind of mood, that without keeping any little faith in his trial and attempt and so-called power and energy, fully dependent on the mercy of the Lord, we don't know the Lord. So how we can get the mercy from the Lord? It is difficult to get the mercy from the Lord. So what is the way to get the mercy from the Lord? How can we depend? So depend on the mercy of the dependent of the Lord. You cannot depend on the mercy of the Lord directly. We don't know the, we cannot approach the Lord directly. Tam dasa 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 anudasaha. Approach the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. Then only you will get something. Then only you can get something. Even in Shastra it says that Siddhir Bhavatiba Neti Sansay Achyuta Sevinam. I am doubtful, fully doubtful, whether somebody can get perfection or not. If he is fully absorbed in the service of Lord Achyuta, even is fully absorbed in the service of Lord Achyuta, then it is doubtful that whether he will attain his success or not. Siddhir bhavati vaneti sansaya for whom na achyuta sevinam. Those who are serving the achyutas, they may achieve their goal or not, doubtful. But asamsaya tu tad bhakta paricharyarat atmana. But those who are engaged in the service of their devotees, of the devotees of the Lord, there is no doubt. Asamsaya, no doubt, 100% guaranteed that they are going to achieve their goal. They will definitely achieve their success. 100% guaranteed. So now any intelligent person, which way he should approach? So prasadu lesanu gruhite bahi, that prasad from the Lord can be attained from the person who has already attained the prasad. He can give a little prasad. There is a story in Chaitanya Charitamrita. When the erudite scholar, the Raja Pandit of Sri Gajapati Maharaj Pratap Rudradev Sarvabhaum, Vasudeva Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he was such a famous scholar at that time. Even big sannyasis, they are going to study from him. He used to teach them Vedantas. And he is a very mature senior person. He has a school, many students were there, Vedanti students. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited first time Nilachal, Jagannath Puri, he went right away to the altar and he was totally in Mahabhav. He fell down there and many things happened. Sarvabhauma somehow or other took him to his house and he was seeing that all the symptoms of Mahabhava very clearly manifested in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is such a scholar, he could understand this kind of symptoms can never be possible within a ordinary human being. Not even demigods, not even rishis, they can manifest such symptoms. He was becoming really struck with wonder. How come? And not for half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, for 9 hours altogether, Mahaprabhu was senseless. And he was trying his best way to somehow or other revive his consciousness and checking whether the little is there, sense is there. So then the other groups, Nityanandapur and other groups arrived and they read kirtan. After 9 hours, Mahaprabhu immediately got up and started dancing and chanting. He could not understand what is going on here. Totally beyond his intelligence and speculation. What is going on? This man was in coma for 9 hours and suddenly without any medicine, without anything, just jumping and dancing and chanting. What is this? He could not imagine anything. And then he said, okay, you are a sannyasi, only young sannyasi. And then asked Gopinath Acharya, his brother-in-law, about him. Then he fed him and all that. And he was, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is totally in different form. He, Sarvam Bhattacharya, could not recognize whether he is a Vaishnava sannyasi or Mahavadi sannyasi, because he doesn't have Sikha, Sutra, Tilak, nothing at that time. So he could not answer. He asked, he is such a young, handsome, good-looking sannyasi. Who is he? What is his name? From where? What? So then Gopinath Acharya told, his name is Krishna. Said, oh, such a nice name. From Navadip. Oh, Navadip. Because his house was from Navadip. Oh, he is from son of Jagannath Mishra. Oh, Mishra. Such a high-quality Brahman. And he is the son-in-law of Nilambara Chakravarti. Oh, Nilambara Chakravarti. I know. So all the matching relations were there. He became very happy. So he decided, okay, but he is very nice, young sannyasi. Why he took sannyas so early? I am doubtful whether he can maintain the sannyas dharma or not. So better I should help him. I should help him. So he said, okay, if he has not any problem, if he has no objection, then I can teach him Vedanta and make him strong in sannyas dharma. That's why he can maintain his sannyas dharma. And if he want, he took sannyas from which, from whom? Na Kesava Bharati. No, this is not high grade. He is such a high class person. If he has no objection, then I can upgrade him. I have all these people. I can tell him one phone, then ready to give sannyas again. No problem. So I have that power. So if he has no objection, I can upgrade him his sannyas also in high grade. Then Gopinath Acharya and this foolish fellow, what he is saying? He want to teach and upgrade. Then Mukunda, he does not say anything. Mukunda says, oh, he is such an erudite scholar. What? He is seeing in his home, the Mahaprabhu is there for so many long hours. Still he is deciding, he is an ordinary person, I will upgrade him. What is that? Gopinath Acharya cannot tolerate these things. He said, Sarvabhauma, why you are becoming so foolish? What? Foolish? And their student, his students were there also. Because for 9 hours the Guruji was teaching and fanning and trying. So many students there approaching what our professor Sahib is doing. So students are there. So they said, he is Supreme Lord. You don't know he is Supreme Lord. You are thinking that you want to teach him, you want to upgrade him. He is Supreme Lord. Sarvam saw him like this. What? He is Supreme Lord? Then he could not say anything. His students immediately put objection. Sir, how can I say he is Supreme Lord? How you decide that he is Supreme Lord? Then Gopinath has said, then tell me how you decide. Now the only way to decide Supreme Lord is Anuman. By our gaze, by our Anuman, we can decide. Then Gopinath has said, your teacher is like that, you are like that. You are all bogus. You don't know. By guesswork, by hypothesis, you cannot. By your imagination, you cannot. Now then how? Now by the Ishwara Lakshana, by the symptoms of the Lord, you can understand the Lord. And the symptoms also you can understand by the mercy of the Lord. There he told that, Ishwarera Kripalesa Haiche Jahare Seita Ishwara Tattva Janivare Pare. Only he can understand about Ishwara, if he is get the mercy from the Ishwara. Otherwise, no way. It's not your fault. That's what the conclusion of the Shastra. Then Sarvabhauma become a little irritated. So Gopinath, why you are saying that things? Don't know who am I? No, I know. You are Jagat Guru, Prabhala Pandit, Vikhat Shastra Acharya. Now then, why you are saying like that to me? You want to debate with me in Shastra? No. What I say, debate? No question of debate, but I am little struck with wonder, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in your house for so long, and you are serving him, you saw the symptoms very clearly in his body. All these Mahabhava symptoms you saw in his body. These bhavas cannot be happen in anywhere in anybody's body. You saw it in your eyes. You serve him physically. You are in front of him. You are talking to him, serving him, feed him. But still you cannot recognize him. This is also wonderful. That's what Shastra says. This is not your fault. That is the verdict of Shastras. That you cannot understand. You cannot understand by your so-called speculation, so-called intelligence, so-called your understanding, you cannot. Unless he shower his mercy on you, forget. So they have some more debate, and then he said, why I will spend my time and energy, forget, no way, I cannot make you understand. So after few days, then after 2-3 days, he by seeing the Mahaprabhu, Sarvam Bhattacharya totally captured by his beauty and by his behavior, by his words, he said, forget this Gopinath and others, I can teach him. He's such a young sannyasi. I am very much merciful on him, so I should teach him something. So he invited him. So if you want to, no, you are my father-like thing. Actually, I come to Puri only for you, to get your mercy only. I am, okay, so nice student. I have so many students. You are the student. Such a humble student. Such a humble student I found today. So he took him, single student, he took him to his house and make him sit and teach him. For continuously 7 days, Vedanta. And like a very humble student, Mahaprabhu was hearing. Very humble student. First 1-2 days, he becomes so pleased. I am teaching since long time. I have not found such a nice student. Such a humble student. Not dodging, not this, that. Very prompt and hearing, very humble mode. But he finished discourse for 7 days and then asked, you are not asking anything, nothing, what, you understand anything or not? if you don't understand, why are you not asking anything? Nothing, what is that? Then Mahaprabhu told, yes, I understood all the original test, but your purport I cannot understand anything. What? The original test you understand? You boy, you know grammar also? Sanskrit grammar? You know, I am making so simplifying it, the verses, and making nice purport, and saying you cannot understand the purport, you understand the text. No, I can understand very nicely the original text. Oh my God, he became totally confused. And then a little debate started for long run, and the long time I cannot go for that. So after some debate, so Mahaprabhu quote one verse, that that famous verse from Bhagavatam, that what is that verse? Atma Ramasya Munayo Nirgantha. This Ittham Bhuta Guno Hari. So by hearing that verse, he said, can you explain me? No, I am just a boy, I have no knowledge. If you can explain, acha. You want to hear my explanation? So he explained. He started explaining that verse. In 9 different meanings he gave. He said, that's it. Then nobody can go further it. Then Mahaprabhu said, oh, you are such an erudite scholar. You make different meaning in different ways. In 9 different meanings, you are so nice. He praised him like anything. He became really, oh, now, and you understand? No, but if you want, I can give some other meaning. Oh, how can you? You can repeat only. Nothing, no chance. I have given all explanation. No, by your mercy, I can try something new. You can do something new. Then Mahaprabhu tried and gave 16 meanings without touching anything from his meaning. 16 way of explanation. So by hearing this, he totally fell flat, confused. Then he understood, he concluded himself, no. I cannot understand. He is. So then he pray, who are you? Please tell me, who are you? You are not that what I am thinking, you are not. That's what Mahaprabhu fully blessed him. He gave his Sadbhut Darshan. And by seeing his Sadbhut's roop and by getting his mercy in very strategic, very swift, he composed 100 verses for praising Lord Mahaprabhu. So just by that incident, by getting the mercy, then just the next day He became such a famous devotee. Such a famous devotee, the famous, staunch Mayavadi guru. He doesn't want to utter the name of Mukti. He is saying Mukti Padesh. No, his Bhakti Padesh. He wants to change the word of Bhagavatam. So then everybody said, and he also accepted, yes, now I understood. I am just like a stainless steel. My heart was a stainless steel, made of stainless steel. Nobody can melt it. But by this such a powerful mercy of the Supreme Lord, it melted like anything. Now I have nothing. He became just a little oppression. He became famous devotee. What is that oppression? Just by the mercy of the Lord. So only by the mercy of the Lord we can able to understand him, we can able to know him, we can able to chant his name, we can able to remember him. Only by the mercy of the Lord. There is no other way. I heard a story somewhere that in one country there was a big, powerful, very arrogant king was there, and so he declared that I am the king, so I am supplying all the demands, all that you needs, all the needs I am supplying. So all the temple and everything you put my figure, chant my name, just like Hiranyakashipu, maybe in his dynasty. So he make announce, so everybody follow him. So one Mahatma was there. He was Bairagi Mahatma. He was always chanting Lord's name. So he challenged this, his announcement. He said, no, what you can give? You cannot give anything. If without the mercy of the Lord, what is your power? Nothing. So then one of the supporter, another Mahatma, he said, I am chanting also this, nothing will happening. Better if I glorify the king, then I will get, really, he glorified the king and king was giving him many things. So then they have a fighting. That glorifier of the king and the glorifier of the Lord. They had a big fighting in the publicly fighting. And he went lodge a case against the Mahatma. And then the king called both of them in the full court. So he asked both of them. In the court only he declared boldly that Mahatma, what you can give? If the Lord want to give, then he can give. What? You have no power. King became, what? He is such a brave in front of everybody, in front of me, he is such boldly he is saying like that. Then he thought, really the Lord is doing something or what? So he want to test it. He become a little doubtful. Really, I am not giving? Really, the Lord is helping? So I want to check, I want to know it. So then he said, okay, I want to decide after 1 week. He put date of another week. After 1 week you come. So then he announced this fellow, he is anti of the king, Rajadrohi. So don't give any bhiksha to him. He should die within 1 week. Nobody should help him. Nothing. Not a single arm should give him. So declared. So all this, anybody said, no, this is king's order, we will not give you anything. He said, I don't care. That Mahatma, he came. And then the court over, so then king called to his glorifier, he should come. Actually, I don't want to give anything award in front of everybody, but I want to really give you something. So then that glorifier thought, maybe king is very pleased because I am glorifying him so much, so he will give me something, I will become such a rich man, this, that. So king him called to his private quarter, and the king gave us wonderful gift. What is that gift? He ordered a special watermelon, a tarbuj, nice tarbuj he ordered. And in his room, he cut the tarbuj and put a big gold, asrapi, gold coin inside the tarbuj and pack it nicely. Nobody can mark it. So he said, okay, I am so please have this fruit, such a big watermelon, around 4-5 kilo weight. Water. So that glorifier was thinking, I will get something big things, maybe few lakh rupees, some money, mukta, something, but he got only a fruit, watermelon. He said it's available in market in 5 rupees kilo. He became so displeased, but he cannot say anything in front of king. But he was scolding him inside, but outside he was praising him. Scolding me, I was thinking so much, you gave me only watermelon, what I will get through this watermelon. So, but then he became so displeased, somehow or other bring it out. Then he said, what, I'm not going to eat this watermelon. Better I should, what should do? Then better I should sell it. Then he went to a fruit vendor, was there. It's already afternoon time. So he went to the fruit vendor, he said, you want to sell it? No, I have many watermelon, why you buy your watermelon? No, please, purchase one, such a nice one. No, I can see it's a good quality, but I have many things. Now I keep it discount, now what is your rate? I am selling 5 rupees kilo. It's a 4-5 kilo weight, you can take it. Now what? I can give 50% discount. It's already almost 20 rupees by your rate, but I can give in 10 rupees. No, 10 rupees. 5 rupees? Then he thought it's 5 kilo weight, five rupees is. And then he checked, here is cut. I'm not going to take it. No, Baba, give something. Then he said, 5 rupees is a big piece, big watermelon. 5 rupees he purchased. That fruit vendor he purchased from him. Only by giving 5 rupees. Then keep it okay. And nobody is buying, anybody seeing, his mark is there, cut is there, so nobody wants to take it. So that Mahatma, the glorifier of the Lord, he from the morning, chanting the Lord's name and going for begging, nobody give, because the king has ordered, nobody should help him, nobody gave. So some really helpful person, they saw, he's a Mahatma, we should give him, but the king said, then they called him inside. He said, if you don't say to anybody, hidingly want to give something, gave 1 rupees, some 50 paisa, so, like that the whole day he went through the market here and there and here. By evening, in 12 hours he can collect only 5 rupees, and hidingly also, these people with very due respect, hidingly here and there they give. Totally he collected 5 rupees. Then it said, okay, I have faith in the Lord. If the Lord doesn't want me giving anything, I have no alms sweet, then I have to do falahar today. Ekadasi, no problem, I'll do falahar. So then went to that particular food vendor. He said, you can give some fruits. No, what is the rate? This is, I have only 5 rupees. Then he said, if you want, this watermelon is there. It's a good quality, but little problem is there, it's a cut. But I can give you in 5 rupees. So already she said, no profit, no loss, it's already evening. Let it go. He said, no profit, no loss, he sold it in 5 rupees. He said, no problem, I will also cut it and eat it, so no problem. So he purchased in 5 rupees that watermelon. And he went, he said, today falahar, I will cut it and offer to Lord and eat. There was no problem. So he went and cut it, put it in the plate, and when he cut it, he saw something is dazzling like anything. Big gold coin is there. What is this? So he see, really, it's a gold coin. So keep it, then offer and eat. He was the high quality watermelon. The king's watermelon is not ordinary in the market. Pure organic watermelon. Maybe he ordered from Afghanistan, from somewhere. So that's high quality watermelon. And he ate such a nice, tasty watermelon. He said, very nice. If I get such falahar every day, it's no problem. So full watermelon he ate and slept nicely and keep gold coin. Next day morning, he took that coin to the shop of that goldsmith to check it's really some original or some duplicate. And the goldsmith said, it's such a costly. It's original 22 carat gold. So then bring it to Manka. And then same for 1 week every day, the king will call that fellow, who was glorifying the king like anything. He'll call him and privately he'll give him watermelon. And he will scold him like anything, but without speaking anything. You police, you are giving only watermelon every day. Why you are calling me? I don't want to eat this watermelon. What, you can say anything. The king will kill him. But he will bring the watermelon and sell it in 5 rupees. And the fruit vendor, he said, anyway, 5 rupees, somebody is coming to buy it. So every day he will come in evening and buy it in 5 rupees. And he will get gold coin and good, nice, tasty watermelon and gold coin every day. So after 7 days, then the date arrived, the summon went. Then both the party, they came, attend the court. In these 7 days, this fellow who was glorifying the king, he said he was selling under 5 rupees what he can get. Some dry chapati, something in 5 rupees, you have to purchase and eat. And he already become blackish and totally weak. And he getting nice, sometimes watermelon, high quality, kingly quality watermelon, and getting gold coin every day. You know, you may eat or not, but if you are really happy, then you will really blissful and jelly. And already he has 7 million rupees already in his hand, such a big, big gold coin in his possession. So when the both of them arrived, the king and Mark, by seeing them, he is looking so jubilant, so blissful, and he is so morose. What is that? I am giving hidingly, but why he is becoming so pale? Why he is so unhappy and becoming so happy? I ordered the whole country, they are not giving him anything. He must be giving fast for 7 days, but he is looking success, strong and stout and blissful, and he is like dying. What is it? So then, without first asking, he first called to this person who was glorifier of the king. He said, "You are my dear glorifier, come. What is happening? I was giving you everyday fruits privately, you are not eating it." He said, "Oh my dear king, I don't want to do phalahar. You are giving only tarbuz every day, and that is a cut piece also. I don't want it. So, you never eat this tarbuz, then what happened? Because king had put gold coin, very costly gold. He said, what you do with this tarbuz? And I sold it. You sold it to whom? This colonel, that food vendor, I sold it. King thought, oh my God, with my conscious intelligence, I want to help him. Hidingly, I was giving him the gold coin, and this fellow, he was not taking it. He sold it. Maybe the fruit vendor becoming millionaire now. But he called him. Now, yes, every day he used to sell me, and I purchased in 5 rupees. I said, this is a cut piece already, you will not buy, so no profit loss. I was selling it also. Now, you are selling. Then who was the buyer? Well, there was somebody, one friendly person, then he said, oh, this fellow was buying every day. He was sitting there. That's so. Then the king, without judging anything, he couldn't understand why he is so jubilant. I was trying to help him. Hiding was giving the gold coin, but somehow or other it is reaching him. In this way and that way, he is reaching to him. I was trying to give him. So such is the mercy of the Lord. We cannot imagine. We cannot understand. Even if we try to help somebody, we cannot help. Without his mercy, that person cannot get help. We cannot help him also. Somehow or other it will go somewhere else. So that's why it is conclusive factor. It is really ascertained and decided. Ete nirvidyamananam ichchatam akutobhayam joginam nirnitam harinama anukirtanam. Only harinama anukirtan is the only way by which we can get his blessings and by which we can make our life success. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Granthrasyam Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai.